That better?
That's better. All right, guys. Long awaited. After 3 months, something maybe even longer, we're back. We are back. Quest for Glory podcast number, I don't even remember. Matt, take it away. You got an intro for us or what?
No, I don't, but I could think
What?
of that. Well, dude, I can't just
Off the top, off the dome, you can't
off
go.
the dome,
Yeah, you
Rippy.
can't rip a domer.
All right, our guest here today. Some people know him from the British fantasy TV series Harry Potter. Other people know him as the People's Champ, but we m know him as his profession of being a concrete mixer. He's your Big Ten champion. He is Lucas Bird.
Fire up, Z. Let's
That
go.
was a good one, yeah.
All
Thanks.
right. I thought you were gonna say you may know him from TikTok. That would have been good.
But I said that last time. That's why I was like,
Yeah. The
oh.
people don't remember. The people don't remember.
Oh, they
Did
know. They know.
you see my comments on Ellie's TikTok? Did she show you?
No, what'd you say?
I was like, she posted that TikTok of you, and I was like, no way, Lucas from Ellie and Lucas plays wrestling too. That's so cute of him.
Yeah.
All right. Big Ten champ, morning after. Any initial thoughts or what?
Not really. I'm sore, bro. That's a
Dude.
long weekend.
Yeah, I bet. Absolutely electric on the mic, as you can tell. Guys got just a big ball of energy. I had the we had the high school banquet. The fellas over at Deerfield were electric when you won. I almost flipped the table. The fellas were pumped. The fellas were pumped.
Juices
Who,
were flowing.
dude, how nice was that? That little mosh pit was fucking awesome.
Dude, it was sick. We're trying to get the video where it's like somebody like with a camera was like up close.
I saw the video of the video.
We're trying to find. Luff was telling me the like our video person was trying to get a video, and he was like, dude, it was taking me everything not to like be shaking the camera the whole time.
Dude, I feel like how many times there have I seen like a camera, like in something like where there's just a cameraman right there, and you just never see those
You
pictures.
never see the
Like
pictures
someone's
ever.
got so many good pictures of all these people, and they just gatekeep them.
Like there's a picture of me holding the belt like this. And there's like one of like my back that they like gave me, but there's one of like the front of me that he got, and I just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, you're never gonna see it. It doesn't work out like that.
Probably not.
Yeah,
My question is, and I'm sure everybody's question, because people have asked me this, what was he thinking?
when I pinned him,
I saw that cement job coming from 2 miles away.
I really don't know what why he left his head down there.
I don't know either, but you know what I love to see? I love to see Iowa get Iowa'd. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Because I feel like
was
that's like the classic, like your Tony
Tony Ramos,
Ramos,
Brett
Iowa,
Maxwell.
like, but duh. Yeah. Jeremy came into the training room today and he pulled up the video from when I packed Virginia Tech in.
Shriver, didn't you do
No.
that to another Iowa kid too? Or was it a different move?
Corbin Myers. Because
Yeah.
I pinned Corbin the same way, and Jeremy walks in and he goes, "You'd think they knew you had a good cement mixer." Are
Sweet.
you're going, Ryson?
I am going. I got Bird, Luffman, and Reese Heller, all the Quest for Glory guys going. I'm going. I'll be in
Damn.
Philly. I think I should paint my chest too. Big fucking. And look what I got on
Wait.
right now too. Luke, Bird,
Luke.
and Luffman.
Bird and Luffin.
One thing I know from knowing you for such a long time. I know you'd be running your mouth during those matches, especially when you're on top with that freaking claw or the over-the-top choke. So my
Yeah.
question is, semifinal, Braxton
But I
Braun
didn't
was talking
start
some
that.
serious shit.
I didn't
Was that
start
you?
that. It
You
wasn't.
swear.
So we like, there's like that sequence where we go out of bounds, and I rewatched it. I kind of pushed him, but I like, we were like
Okay.
going out of bounds, and like, I just kind of like a little like push off. Like nothing like, you know, like trying to push him through the camera person or anything like that. And he gets up and he's like, shove me again and see what happens. And I was like, run it. What are you gonna do? Run it. I don't care. And he's like, shove me again and see what happens. I was like, and then that's when like you see like the refs, like they kinda like get in between us or whatever. And he clubs me. And this is where I was like, I'm gonna be an asshole. I was like, you club like a bitch. And I cleared out. And he went to club me again and he clubbed me again. I was like, man, you club like a bitch. I cleared back out. But that was all like that was said. But
That's awesome. That's good. That's someone clipped that because so I was talking to my brother too, and I like this is like one of the first years I got my little brother like never wrestled like in on like he's in, he's bought in, like he'll want, and now you can gamble on it too. And my brother will be like, yo, who do we got in this dual meet, whatever. I'm like, dude, pound this team, like, and he'll just be gambling with his like frat brothers on fucking Iowa State versus Pitt or something. And but he texts me, he's like, ooh, Bird was getting a little heated there. I go, dude, I would bet so much money Bird instigated that. He's such an instigator.
I don't know that you could be like, oh, I instant like I didn't
I
like.
guess I was wrong on this one, but let's be real here. Who's, I mean, Chris Cannon, how many freaking instigations are there against that kid?
There's probably a few.
Give me some of your go-to instigating.
I remember my we dueled Nebraska at home, or maybe it was Wisconsin, and I don't remember who it was, but he was just laying on the bottom and he wouldn't move, like kind of like laying like this. And I was like, wait.
That was Wisconsin.
I was like, no way you drove all the way out here just to lay on the mat for 7 minutes. Like, no way you just came out here to not wrestle. What are you doing?
That man's protecting team points, buddy.
Like, I mean, like, I, yeah,
Listen,
but it's like, what
Bird's
are
pretty
you
good on
doing,
top
bro?
too.
I was like, I don't get why you come out here to just lay there. That's boring.
Yeah, what the Cannon one was good. What did he say? I remember like
That one you
when
hear
that
on
was when we were you
audio.
came back to Roland and he was like, yeah, you heard it. He was like, you're nobody, you're a nobody. You're like, dude, I literally just beat you.
He's like, who are you? You're a nobody. And I like just beat him for third at Big Tens or whatever. I was like, I just beat you. What do you mean? I'm a nobody. You're just upset that I beat your ass. You want to get people's instigating shit, bro. You need Chris Moore on here.
Chris Moore is an instigator.
Dude. The Lindenwood or the Greyhound Open. That shit was hilarious. I was like coaching him and he gets on top of this kid and this kid was being an asshole. And Chris is like on top in a claw. Like about to marab the how you say what
Yeah.
he
Devolish, really.
about to kiss him like he kissed Sugar Sean, bro. He was like all up on him about I was like he like comes off the mat and the dude comes off the mat and Chris and him are staring each other down and the dude's like, we take to the parking lot and Chris is like, take to the parking lot. And I'm like, Chris, first of all, relax. Second of all, you should have kissed him on his back because he would have lost his fucking shit.
That's fucking psycho move. I remember, I don't
Yeah,
think I've
bro.
ever, I've never in like, I don't know, maybe just 'cause I'm a wuss, but I feel like I've always been respectful except one time. One of the only times I remember is at like maybe preseason nationals or like some one of those tournaments in like the middle of nowhere in Iowa when I was in middle school. I don't know why, but this kid was like, he was like, his head was in here, and I remember my finger just ended up in his mouth. And like in that moment, I don't know why I fish hooked the hell out of him, like bad. And like I did it. And I was like, why did I just do like it was hard. Like, he was like, oh, he fish hooked me, like going ballistic. And I remember walking to the center, but like, damn, like I did fish hook him for like no reason too. Like that was cheap. Then I remember literally like 30 seconds later, we get into an over under and we go out of bounds. The ref blows the whistle and I'm like this, he blows the whistle and I drop my arms. The kid steps in and literally just domes me on my head.
Oh,
Domes me.
that's amazing.
Unsportsmanlike one, the kid was like, why don't you show my finger? Your finger's in my mouth again. I was like, oh. I was like, oh. My dad was like, that kid was so freaking dirty. I was like, no, I deserve that, dad. I
What
fish hooked him.
about you, Menya?
I never talked during matches. I talked a lot during practice.
About Iowa State? That guy talked to you.
That guy did it to everybody, but like not during during matches. I didn't talk. I don't
You just
think,
go
not that
into
I could think of.
overtime and hit him with this.
Yeah, right. That's funny. I got someone, Isaiah sent me that clip recently of me hitting that with Danny.
You go over there, you go.
But I do remember really funny time, and I'm gonna bring it up because I love Luff. But
Oh, I remember this.
Luff was a freshman, and we're doing like top bottom goes or something like that. It was like the very end of practice. And I reversed Luff, and then I like put the boots in, and I was just riding him, and I rode him for like 2 minutes straight. And like while I was riding him, like he was big as hell still, so you know what I mean? So I couldn't really break him down, but I did a good enough job where he couldn't like build his like he couldn't get up. So we're basically stuck in referees for 2 minutes, and the goes over or whatever, and he's like, "How about you fucking just stop stalling and like fucking." And try to do something. And I looked at him, I go, "Welcome to college, pussy," because he's a freshman. And he's like, "Fuck you." And like it was funny, whatever. And Hef comes up to me, dude. "Matthew, what did you do to Lucas?" And I was like, What did I do, Hef?" He goes, "I know you did something." I'm like, "I didn't do anything." He goes, "What'd you do to him?" I'm like, "Hef, I didn't do anything. I just called him a pussy." He's like, "Luffin would never swear at anybody." He goes, "You must have done something to him." He's like, "I've never heard that kid swear in my life." I was like,
Awesome. All right, let's go. Give me some. Now that you're like getting old, all right, you've put together quite the career, a lot of big moments at the Big Ten tournament. Let's go through some of them. So first one that comes to mind for me, that the part of the reason I was so pumped you got this one is because you almost had one of the coolest ones. The DeSanto match was electricity.
Nebraska. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was electric. And I remember all the fellas watching that in the apartment. Dude, you had that too. You had that.
But it was the
But
same way with Penn State though. They were both like 1 point matches.
you wrestle them twice at Big Tens?
No, but I wrestled them at Penn State in the semis, and then I wrestled them at Nebraska in the semis.
How many times have you wrestled in the semis? Was this the four your semis every year, right?
No, not his freshman year.
There's
Yeah.
DeSanto his freshman year.
It was
DeSanto,
DeSanto. It was Penn State,
Nagao.
Nebraska.
Was it Ragusan last year?
No, it was 2 years ago. It was Nagao.
And then, are you
DeSanto,
sure?
DeSanto. Yeah, DeSanto,
Oh, it's
Nagao.
two DeSantos.
Yeah. And then Brown.
All right, then the curse has been lifted fourth time. And that's four more Big Ten finals than like everyone. Or Big Ten semis. I mean, that's pretty sick. That
Yeah, I
tournament's
mean,
so hard.
you are the first Quest for Glory Big Ten champ.
It is. What does that mean to you?
Everything.
Let's go. So talk about the
Everything.
quest. Talk about the quest, because that was a quest now that we think about it. I mean,
The quest.
I would cut off probably all my fingers and toes just to make it to the pigtail of the Big Ten. So I feel kind of hypocritical saying took you four tries in the Big Ten semis. That's still pretty sick. But for you want to win it every year.
Yeah,
So
I mean it was
fourth time in
electric.
the Big Ten semis, that's quite the quest, because when you the first three probably didn't feel so good for you. So how does it feel to finally get it done on the fourth try?
It was electric. It was kind of one of those things where I mean, obviously anybody can beat you, but I really just think I'm wrestling at a
Even Chris
computer.
Cannon.
Not him. But I just think I'm wrestling at a completely different level than in past years.
Freaking good. What
Appreciate it. I don't know if
about
it's.
maybe it was the what's it called? So you
Well, it
had
wasn't just Bird though. I need to
oh yeah, I mean
let's figure it out.
it's
What was in the Gatorade that Jeff Jarrell made in champagne because the
Jeff Jarrell.
Illini were on
Bro,
fire.
we all know that Gatorade is trash. The week leading into
What?
stuff, it's just
Don't be.
water, bro.
What do you
Yeah, but
think every other team does? You think they just pour
no,
Gatorades
dude, when I was at
it?
when I was there for the at Penn State for the All-Star duel, they like did like they were like, oh, like we had, like they had their practice and then we were allowed to work out after. They had Gatorade. That shit was fire.
What do you
Okay,
think was
that doesn't
different?
answer my question though. What was in the water in Champaign that everyone was wrestling electric? The Illini were on fire. We were one match away from getting fourth over Minnesota, 2 matches away from beating out Iowa. Danny V got hosed.
Dude, that literally, I mean,
Danny V got
honestly, him
hosed.
taking third after that is incredible because I think I would
Danny V
like,
card slipped twice. Which is a
dude,
feat. Which is a
that
feat
was not a
itself.
takedown. That was
Now.
the fact that that happened was like insane. Good for
Yeah.
that and the other kid. I don't know how he pulled that off, but that was just
So,
not a takedown at
you want
all.
to hear something crazy? What they told the coaches?
Huh.
The head ref told them that there's no reaction time at the end of a match.
But he didn't have both his legs. He had, well, first of all, where was the reaction time against Braden Davis?
That's what then that's what I was like, so my it was
Yeah,
major.
like they let it, but the thing is too, I thought they were consistent because
They're not, bro. It's
because
so
the
bad.
Penn State
It's
duel, they did
they're
a
doing
U
their
for Braden
best,
Davis,
dude.
but then
They
they did the
don't.
same for Crazer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean they're
Yeah.
definitely like
They're not trying to mess it up.
nah, they I mean they don't want
But
to,
it's not the
but
same. Why isn't it consistent? Like yours was no takedown, and then the Crazer one or Kreiser, sorry if I pronounce it wrong, but they did this no takedown again, and people were up in arms. But at least they were both no
yeah.
takedown. Now it's a takedown, and
Yeah, that's
I thought there was he didn't have the other leg. Like when Danny's hand was on the ground, he had a high crotch.
yeah. I mean he definitely got hosed. Like me and like other guy like some of the guys talked about it on the bus. I played devil's advocate though. Like
Of
I
course you
think
did. Of course you did.
he was up what
That's
was it?
such a bird move.
Dude, let's talk about Braden Scholes
Dude, he's
versus
a dog. He's gonna go off this next week.
versus Nebraska.
Dude,
And
I didn't know that. Do you know, like, I
in
feel like
my
normally I follow wrestling pretty well. I don't know who that is, and he was the three seed. I thought
neither
they
do
had that
I.
Bubba Wilson guy.
I think he graduated.
No, I'm almost positive. Anyways,
Oh,
continue.
I've never in my 6 years seen somebody get called for stalling because they wouldn't get on top of the person.
I missed this. I don't even know what you're talking about.
He so it was like 3-1 or something. It was probably 3-1 in the third. And there was like a fucking it's Scholes. Probably a 30-40 second scramble. Comes back, gets set, and the Nebraska kid just would not get on top of him. Like he's looking at his coaches trying to like tall and it's like everybody's screaming, get on top, like get on top, get on. And
Recover.
all of a sudden so what it was, he got stalled or yeah, he stalled. They came up to their feet, he got hit for stalling. They stayed on their feet. He didn't let them go, and Scholes stayed inbounds, and they hit him again to make it 3-2 because they gave Scholes a point, and then the kid wouldn't get on top of Scholes,
And they hit him again?
and they hit him again
Dude, all
because he wouldn't get
right.
set, and it
I
went
gotta watch
three.
this. That
Dude,
makes
it
so
was
much more
fucking
sense, too.
wild. Like it was 100% the right call. Like this kid was literally just standing there, like looking at his coat, and everybody's like, Scholes is just. I'm like, get set, get set. Gets like hit him, and the ref finally just goes bang, hits him 1 point, and the kid just like looks all stunned and then like gets on top of him. I was like, that was the right call, bro. It was crazy,
Well,
bro.
dude, here's the thing too, because I was watching that match, and I remember I had it on my phone because I was at the freaking Youth State this
Yeah.
weekend, and shout out Backyard Brawlers, Lucas Bird, shout out Junior Warriors. I legit was watching on my phone, and he was down what like 3-1, and then
It
all
was
of a
like
sudden he was up 4-3. So I was like, he took him down. I was like, let's go,
no.
and I kept hitting rewind to see the takedown, and I couldn't. I was like. I'm like, oh, it won't work. Like, I was like, where? Oh, I literally went back and forth like 10 times, and I didn't even.
It was two stall
Oh.
calls, bro. He banged them while they were on their feet and gave them the point, and he wouldn't get on top of them and give him the point. I was like,
Dude,
"Who?"
he's going on a run. He's going out. You cannot convince me he's not. Winners win.
That
Winners win.
guy
Cannon
is.
Webster and Braden Scholes are winners, bro. Anyone that wins state every year, there's a clutch gene. All right. There's.
Skulls likes tough wrestling.
He's just a winner. Like, dude, he won four state titles. Like,
Yeah.
how many people do that?
Cannon didn't win 4, he won 3.
He never lost,
COVID.
though.
COVID. Never lost.
He never
He's like
lost. Never lost.
the
he's
greatest
like
never lost.
he's like LeVar, bro. He went 3 for 3 and he never lost.
Undefeated, never lost.
Man, he might swerve in that corner.
I'm the opposite. Never won. I was telling I forget who I was telling. One of my little guys like won the youth state. And I was like, I never had that ever. I don't think I've ever like ended a year and been like, yeah. It's always like, oh. It's like, where is it? Where is the heartbreak gonna happen this year? But that's like the sport of wrestling. That's literally everyone. Everyone except like one guy is like, no.
No, yeah. And then Edmund avenging 2 losses on the
That was
year
crazy run too.
that were also both tiebreakers.
Edmund just needs to be the underdog. Edmund as underdog Edmund will get a UFC mythical fighter, underdog Edmund. Underdog Edmund does not lose.
And then he beat All Red.
Yeah, dude, if someone the second people start going like, oh, this guy's gonna kill Edmund, I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, like he's so hard to score on. Like he's gonna do well. But then when they're like, when Edmund is the favorite, then I'll be like, how did he lose to that guy? But underdog Edmund, mythical fighter, mythical wrestler, underdog Edmund.
And Zach taking out Salazar, returning Big Ten champ.
Dude, he killed him on the front. That was crazy. He
He beat him
smashed
twice.
him.
He beat him twice.
I know beating someone that good twice is so hard too.
Yeah, I mean, and then, Luff wrestled hard. Kalen wrestled hard. Pooch wrestled. I mean, everybody just kind of wrestled really hard.
Right, Bird. So what next 2 weeks, what's this look like?
Pretty much the same, man. Been working on last couple weeks we've been working on go behinds, like reattacks, and my semi match had two pretty damn good reattacks. Instead of going to the hip, going to the leg, worked on finishing out the back door, which was effective, and then just getting my legs back. Instead of like in the Ayala match when we were in Carver, moves my head, he goes to my ankle, and instead of trying to like get my leg back, I kind of like turn and I like start to like try to kick away, but this time around he kind of goes club single, and I like instead of turn and trying to kick, I just drop my ankle, like I shoot my leg back, make sure my head are in the way, so
Leg back, brother.
literally leg
Yeah.
back and to the leg basically. So just kind of working on the small stuff, making sure it's fun. This weekend I stayed with Love in Philly. I also like I had
Did
to
he
stay with him.
snore?
That was
No,
great roommate.
do you mean no?
No,
He's
I
just
said bro.
I
I
shared a
said
bed with him at
bro.
Fargo and at
Dude,
U23s.
he
I
fucking
always love he snores
the
so
very the very
loud.
he like
He's
told me, and I was like, oh, like don't worry about it, like, cause it doesn't bug me. But the first night we're like trying to lay down, and like, I don't cut a lot of weight, but like it still sucks like being like close to weight when you're trying to sleep, starting to get comfortable. I hear, I was like,
Yeah.
motherfucker, I'm not gonna be able to sleep now. And he snored, and then he'd kind of like wake himself up, and he would stop. I'd be like, all right, I gotta go to bed really fast, and then he would
Yep,
start
so
sl be like, go.
yeah, so Luff, when he snores and I caught on to it because I had to room with him for so long, is he'll snore for like say 5 minutes, but then he'll stop for 5 minutes. So it goes in
Yeah,
intervals.
and you gotta
So
fall asleep in one of the
as soon as he stops, you just go. Oh, I'm not going to bed,
go
going to
to
bed.
sleep,
You can't,
go to sleep. Yeah.
but you can't think like that the whole time.
Or
Otherwise,
you
you
don't
won't
go
go
to
to bed.
sleep.
You'll miss it.
Yeah.
There was nothing worse than you're laying there just trying to relax, and all of a sudden you hear it snoring, and you just go, fuck.
I'm gonna stand up for my boy. I don't know. Maybe I'm just dumb, or I didn't know. I've never slept before a tournament. Like never. Neither the weight cut or just nerve. I don't sleep at all. I freaking
I
like.
have to sleep.
I'll wake up like if I wake up and it's 2, I'm like yes, because normally I wake up and it's like 11:30 and I'm like dry lips
Oh.
and I'm like shit 11:30. But I shared a bed with Luff at Fargo and at U23s a couple times and I thought he was an awesome bed mate. Straight on his back like a pencil. Didn't take up
I mean,
much
I
room.
think he's an electric roommate, but he just snorts.
No, I know he's a good roommate. I said bed mate. That man shared. Watch out, Meredith. This is a good bed, mate. I'd share a bed with Love any day.
I couldn't get into bed with him. I just, we'd have to get after it. You know what I mean? Like,
We'd have to get after it.
pause. Like, dude, there's
Pause.
no way I'm in a, like, I'm in my sleep, bluffing sex me. Like, there's no way I'm not trying to fucking. I'm trying to hit him with that Lucas Bird. You know what I mean? You'd be like, who's whimpering? And it's me holding Luff while he's sleeping.
Dude, all right, let's get into that too. Speaking of bedmates and whimpering and getting after it. Hotel, freshman year, winter break, had to stay in a hotel. Lucas Bird, Ronnie Sizemore, they got after it. Who Sizemore, I think, was the one that was like, you can't choke me
He's
out. I
like,
don't know
you
how
can't
that
choke
came
me
up.
out.
Bird goes,
He's
yeah, I
like, oh,
can.
you can't choke me. I was like, yeah, I can. And he was like, no, you can't. Like, and he was like, you can't use like your legs or anything. And man, I slapped that bitch on there. I put my legs around him. I said, strangle his
Dude, he
ass
put
up
him
like a
right
boa
out. It was
constrictor,
so
bro.
fast. And then Ronnie convulsed a little,
He's
gave
like,
a few jitters. I was like, oh, why? Why? Like, it was so out of nowhere. Like, it was literally 10 seconds after they were just talking shit, and then he just actually put him out. I was like, why? And Ronnie's like, when he got up, and he's like, dude, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm almost positive. He's like, I told you. I was like, no, dude, you were so out. You were so out. He was like, I was. I was
Perfect.
like, dude, you were twitching.
He was, you know what I thought about doing? And it's so, you know how like you get to pick your walkout song? I have a video of Bruce Buffer, like Octagon, like
Oh, I've seen it.
UFC. Have you seen him, Matt? Here, let me
I've seen
see.
it.
I'll play it so you guys
What
can
is he?
hear.
Does he say your name?
Yeah,
Yeah,
who's like
so
DC sent it to you, right?
yeah, Cormier got it for me for like right before I'd like went out there to train a little bit. He's like, hey, like I got something for you, and I was like, oh, sick. And it ended up being this video, and it's like a what do they call it? Cameos or
I'm
whatever.
surprised he
Yeah,
hasn't made one for me.
you have to run fast, dude. Because how long
Here,
is the video?
yeah.
30 seconds.
Yeah, you're gonna have to sprint to stage.
I
Here,
don't think
watch.
they ever use 30 in though.
Let me know if you can you
Presenting
hear it?
the red corner. He's a three-time NCAA All-American, fighting out of Gilroy, California. Introducing the Birdman,
Dude, and then
I
a
was like,
song
dude,
dropped.
that would be,
Boom.
that'd be kind of electric.
Right, Bird. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you guys having me. Let's do it
Of
again in
course. Hey,
two
let's
and a
get
half,
this
3 weeks.
shit. Hey.
Weeks. Chama.
Bird, national champ, Shama. All right, Matt,
Chama.
stay on. We got a next guest. All right, our next guest coming out of Deerfield, Illinois. He got me into wrestling. A South Park Penguin, a Caruso Blue Jay, and a Deerfield Warrior. He used to wrestle me in my family room, and I used to wrestle him in his basement. We'd put on singlets, we'd have fake names, and we'd get after it. And we put holes in the wall, and then we'd get our ass kicked by his dad, the ACC champ, Reese Heller.
What's up,
Welcome,
boys?
What up, what
OG
up?
Quest for Glory from Deerfield, the South Park Penguin. Let's go. Let's see that shirt. What are we ripping right now?
Just this fucking Patagonia thing I stole from my friend.
Let's go. Hey, rip a sideways for me. Can you go?
This way? Is that
Oh, there you
better?
go. Way better.
Yo,
All right.
check out the hardware. Hold
up.
Let's go. The Caruso, Matt,
I'm
what do you know
always
about the
repping the
Caruso
Blue
Blue?
Jays.
But all right, let's get into it. First thing, electric overtime scramble.
Yep.
Electric. Dead to rights. Hit the reseller special. What were you thinking, if anything?
Honestly, the best I got for you is like complete flow state. There were no thoughts, just pure adrenaline and scrambling. And as soon as I got that takedown, I was like, thank God I got that takedown, because I literally have nothing left in the tank. Except for the celly a little bit. I had a little
Dude,
bit left. A little bit.
talk about the celly. As soon as I saw that, I was dying. I text Holden right away. I'm like, what was that? And he sends me that video.
The Nishiyama daddy daddy. Nobody
Yeah,
knows. Literally nobody knew what I was doing, and everybody thought that I was like making fun of NC State. because everybody in the ACC hates NC State. It's just how it is. They're like the Iowa of the ACC. But everybody thought that I was making fun of them, but I was just doing the funny Japanese TikTok dance.
Wait, so what did they think you were making fun of them for? Just like,
just clowning on them. My one friend said he thought I was making fun of like the stance that Fishback was doing. I was like, why would I do it that, like, especially like that? Just, dude. But my friend actually, we made a bet. So he said, because we were all doing the dances and sending each other the videos, and it was hilarious. And he said, yo, if you hit that, if you win ACCs, I'll buy you coffees for a week. And I was like, oh, all right. And then 10 minutes before my match, I totally forgot. He texted me and he was like, yo, don't forget about that bet. And then I just hit it.
Give him some love too. Who's the friend?
Daniel Gurevich, fellow Jew from Pittsburgh, the only other Jew on the team. Bless
Let's
him.
Go.
Bless his soul. Should this is actually his too. I'm repping Dan right now.
Love that match has dropped to Shana Tova. I think that's Happy New Year, but I still like that you know that we culture these boys over
yep.
in Illinois.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. So I swear to God, Matt, you're going to love this too. So me and Matt used to work in the same place, Reese, and Matt moved to Charlotte recently, but we have the same fellas in the stainless yard. And like sometimes today was a beautiful day, so I was out in the yard a bunch. And I was telling them, like, they all speak no English. I was like, mira, like, look, like, mi primo. I was like, look. And I showed them the video of you winning. And after you win, you do the freaking thing. I swear to God, Matt, Cesar and Luis and Harrison, every time they're driving past me on forklifts and they're on the forklift going like this. And no, I was like, I need a video of this. Every time I'm like, please, I need a video that they were like, no mama's way.
We're starting a movement. Tell Bird to hop on.
I will. I hit that 40 times today. It's fun, man.
It feels good.
Matt, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm going to look
it up. I'm going to send you this. The video right
Yo,
now.
Send him the video. ACC Network put a freaking slow-mo version of it on TV. Awesome. It is the goofiest thing ever. It's freaking so embarrassing.
So who is the, like, is that just you? You saw the video and thought it was funny, or do you and your boys, like, always watch those? Like, I've never even heard of those guys.
Holden hits it the best. Holden's the best at it, but we all do it. Like, there's, like, a couple of us that just all rip that, and we send each other the videos all the time.
Just
it's so funny.
Random ones.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw it because you had that one TikTok you made in your underwear of the whole
thing.
That's
a different one.
Different?
But it's like the same
with
shit.
The Japanese dances?
I just like that shit. It cracks me up.
Dude, it was hilarious. That was my favorite video. When you took it down, I was pissed.
Should I put it back up? Maybe I'll put it back up.
Dude, it was awesome. I sent it to four people. I was like, this is the greatest video I've ever seen.
I don't think it beats the Pete Balky TikToks, but you know.
Oh, those are incredible. You guys check them out.
That's some heat. Shout out Pete Balky.
But yeah, that was electric. We got to get the Japanese dances. You put them on the map.
We got to get that in the algo.
Dude, we got to get a collab. Algo.
Quest for Glory, pop it off.
We'll Quest for Glory will bring you guys together. Post NCAA collab in Japan. Yes. What are their names?
I have no idea. Japanese shit. They all scream Nishiyama daddy daddy. So if you look that up, then you'll find all the videos. It's like all over TikTok and Instagram reels and shit.
Now I'm gonna give
just
that a Google
the goofiest,
right after this.
The goofiest dances you'll ever see. And I did the goofiest one after the match.
Dude, it was an electric video. All right, let's get into a few of the hard hitters and then we'll let you go. So you had 6 years, also not a
That's
state
right.
champ. No, most people don't know. Normally, the guys that are going in the NCAAs would probably, I'd like top eight or whatever, number one for me. Mm. But normally top guys, three-time, four-time state champs. Talk to me a little bit about the college journey so far.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously started out rough. I started out at Hofstra with my two older brothers. They were already there, so it was kind of just a given for me, you know. Me, Holden, and Sage always wanted to wrestle together. And I was wrestling 149 as a freshman, which wasn't the easiest cut because I'm pretty much the same height now that I was then. And I was cutting about 16, 17 pounds every week. And it was just tearing me apart. So, you know, that was really tough for me. And, you know, when you're cutting too much weight, it puts a lot of your focus and energy into making weight instead of developing and getting better. And I feel like that was holding me back a lot. And most of my growth in the sport came during my redshirt season, where I was able to grow, and me and my older brother Holden were rolling around together all the time, just all of our free time wrestling and scrapping and just scrambling. And and I feel like that's why I'm so good at scrambling too, because you know, when you wrestle pretty much yourself, you get into some wild situations. And Jake knows, you know, we've done it in our basement. You know, we're basement warriors. We put holes in the walls. You know, we put our time in down there. So
was like the best, when, like, call us freaking autistic or nerds, but we would finish practice and that was like our fun thing to do. Yeah, both.
Yeah.
That was fun for us. We'd literally go down and throw on singlets and full on, like, wrestle these made up matches, and we just get into wicked scrambles.
It's like,
and
the then, greatest match of all time.
We'd have fake names and freaking go.
We did the 157 pound NCAA tournament probably 30 different times.
30 times. And then it would have never worked because we would do the whole season and there'd be like a build up to the finals. And dude, so the unwritten rule was you have to be your guy and you can't be yourself. Like, you can't like you can't be losing by one and really freaking go. You have to wrestle as your guy. And every time we do the Cliff Keen Las Vegas, then the Midlands, then every single tournament. And then we'd finally get to the semis and like people would have their guys and Reese would be like the one seed. And
Holden, I would want to win too bad.
Holden would go so hard and beat him. And he's like, he freaking wrestled live. And like, they just start swinging on each other in the second period. I'd be like, you guys ruin it every time.
Yeah, it would always turn into live when we all the clash of when I want my guy to win and he wants his guy to win and you want your guy never ends well.
Holden
was not sustainable format, but it was fun. It was so much fun.
Yeah, but now you actually won it for real.
Yeah,
actually going on to a tournament. So
yep,
pretty cool.
Winning the conference tournament, freaking euphoric, and I'm so pumped to go into to Philly on a win.
All right, let's go. At last, you're going to wrestle senior level, or is this the culmination,
you know,
right here?
There's some talks. There's some talks that I might do, you know, maybe do some U.S. Open or maybe wrestle for Israel a little bit. I know that they were in contact with my coaches, and they're interested in me wrestling for them. So I'm definitely open to that. You know, I don't want to just hang it up immediately after March, because I feel like I have a lot more to give to the sport, whether it's just if it's competing or coaching. You know, either way, I'm definitely not just going to leave the sport. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely not. That's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
That man's a free agent. Someone pay him.
Pay me, please. I'm poor.
We'll get you on that NIL deal, my boy. We need to hit that Asian dance again, and we'll freaking –
yeah,
get that, dude. Get us a freaking picture in the jersey. I'll Venmo you right now. NIL, to get it in the writing. Picture.
I do have the jersey somewhere.
Dude, throw on the jersey post practice and get a pic of you just stand like not looking at. Get a cool pic like post practice.
I'll look at it, all the national champs,
dude. Because then after you take out freaking Sturacci, then everyone's gonna go to your Instagram and then they're gonna see that picture.
Yes, that would be.
I'll hit you with. That'd be the biggest steal for Quest for Glory of all time.
Dude, I'm fucking pumped, man. I'm ready to take some names, man.
I'll be there. I will be there.
I'm not laying down for anybody.
Dude. Reese, you yes, chirp sir. At all or no? You talk when you wrestle?
Sometimes I do. I'll say, like, the only if I'm aggravated, like, you know, one good example is in the Midland semifinals. I was wrestling Brian Soldano from Rutgers, he's a junker, you know. I think he's maybe a jiu-jitsu guy, but he's a big-time junker, and he gets a lot of guys. And 2 years ago at the national tournament, he pinned me to knock me out, which is, like, the worst way to go out when you get pinned when you're winning. And he's like notorious for that. So, you know, I wrestled him in the Midland semis and I was ready for it. And I kind of countered everything he had and wrestled smart. And right towards the end of the match, I was on top of him. There was like 30 seconds left and I had a tight waist and he dragged himself out. And I was like whispering in his ear. I was like, "Where you going, buddy? Where are you going?" And he's like,
Little
he was like, "Fuck you, dude." But usually sometimes I'll talk to the refs a little bit if they're not doing their jobs. You know, against Fishback, he ran me straight out on top like three times, and I looked at the ref and I was like, "What is that? What is that?" And he was like, "Push back into him." I was like, "All right, dude, whatever."
Did you
Like,
push back into him
I
though?
know, like, come on. This guy ran me out three times. Like, what are you doing?
Is he
But
grabbing? Was he
I try
grabbing
not to.
balls?
I try to keep it classy.
Was he grabbing balls too when he did it, or was he just
No, he was just freaking running me out.
because that's the worst when they'll cut when you have a hand and they'll come under and go a little the ball push out. That's unstoppable. Like
Luckily,
you can't do
I
anything
didn't get my
when
nuts
they have your
crunched.
yeah the nut cruncher. I mean, when you're on top, man, the nut AJ Ferrari is the best at the nut cruncher.
Oh,
He's
dude,
go
he's an expert.
expert
And then
nut
he
cruncher.
drops into that splits and hits the double birds, and it's like, what just happened? You
Get me fired up talking
know?
about that shit. Mr. Fast Twitch. All right, wait,
That's
I was gonna say
one seed AJ Ferrari.
he's
That'll
good,
be
he's good.
interesting.
What do you what are you thinking you're gonna get as a seed wise? Have you thought about it or do you know?
I've thought about it. I think, you know, coach's rank, I think I was 13th last time, but I would expect to be higher than that just because I feel like the seeding committee likes to give boosters to conference champs. So I'm thinking probably like eight to 13 range for the seed, which I'm good with it. You know, honestly, I'm not too worried about the seeds. I'm ready to compete.
Damn,
Amen.
man. What a good answer.
Yeah,
Yeah,
man, I'm pumped for Philly, man. It's exciting stuff.
I forget what I was gonna say too. I had such a good question and then I forgot. I will be in Philly. Fire up.
Yes.
I'm
You
so
said you're
pumped.
going with Cody, right?
Yep, and we're
Dude,
dude,
that's
we need to
awesome.
make some Reese Heller merch too.
Yeah,
I need to figure out how to do that because I need a Reese Heller shirt. And I'll make one for the whole family too. Get freaking just shirts for everyone. That's gonna be freaking awesome. Yeah.
that'd be funny.
What the whole family went out to ACC's, yeah?
Yeah, Sage didn't make it out, but we
I
got the
see.
whole fam. And then we were able to meet up with the Robinson fam, which is like my extended family.
That
So,
is
you
crazy.
know.
You guys were both in the ACC finals. And
Yeah.
a lot of people don't know. Vincent was like 12 in Deerfield for a year, but he got
Yeah.
held back.
Yeah,
And
he
then
was
he
my
turned into
ward.
like one of the best wrestlers in the country so fast. I was like, Jesus, he was like 12 like a second ago.
Yeah. Vincent Robinson's an honorary Heller. He's going to do big things in the NCAA tournament.
He's good. He's really good.
He
He's
is really
great.
good.
He was wearing the singlet in the basement for a little bit too. He
Yeah,
was
he
involved.
was. We scrapped with him down there too. He was an NCAA wrestler too for with us.
Yeah, so I'll ride for him too any day. Quest for Glory, Vincent Robinson. He's on the quest.
Yeah,
Hey,
definitely.
I might have not have strapped up back then, but I'll do it now. So you let
You're
me
invited. Let's
know.
go. Bring back
Dude,
the
Mark just patched up the holes too, so
league.
we got to do it at my house.
The freaking rug burns on your carpet.
Dude, Matt, my favorite story of all time. So we ripped up the carpet, but literally one of my favorite stories is right after. So Holden went to Montini for a year and then he came back to Deerfield. And then when he came back, we hung out with his Montini friends a bunch, which was like Will Lawan and Joey Melendez. And so it was after state one year and Joey just won it for the first time at 106 and Reese didn't place. I remember we came back and me and Reese were like, we're winning this shit next year. Like, this is us. Like, we're going balls to the wall. We're winning this shit next year. So Joey comes over. This was like right before team state. And we both had to wrestle at the team state. And I remember we just start, dude, literally like we have to like weigh in the next day. We start wrestling on my carpet. And like, dude, we're literally on my family room carpet. And I remember Reese and Joey got so into it that Holden starts repping and I start timing and they do a full-on match and they go, dude, this is my family room for like people like what, like it's literally like what, like like 6 feet by
Highly.
like 6 feet. It's like a box. And they're wrestling into the wall on the carpet, like freaking going ape shit. And me and Holden, like, they're going nuts. And they go into double overtime, gas as hell. And Joey beats him in like double overtime. And Joey, like walks right into the bathroom, which is like right next to my family room, and it closes the door. And Reese walks right up to me after the family room burn and goes, "Dude, I'm right there. I'm right there." I was like, "Dude, you had him." Like family room four, I was like, "Dude, you got him. Like you can beat him. You're right there with these guys."
We were training in the basement. I thought you were gonna tell the story of when I was wrestling with Jesse in your basement.
Dude,
That's another one.
that's
That's
another.
pretty
We might have
funny.
to tell that one too, because freaking. So my brother has never wrestled in his life, and Reese is like the angriest. He was the angriest little kid of all time, literally the angriest kid of all time. And I was just shit talking him, and I was like, "Dude, Jesse's got a mean cradle. Like literally, he's never wrestled. The only thing he knows a cradle because I like have hit it on him so many times." And I'm like, Reese is like already a state champ at this point in middle school. I'm like, "Dude, Jesse's got a really mean cradle, I'm telling you." He goes, "No, he doesn't." I go, "Dude, he'd probably hit it on you. He would probably hit it on you. He's got a mean cradle." He's like, "He can't hit it on me." I go, "Yeah, he would." And they start wrestling. He goes, I'm like, "Let's do it. Get him going. I'm instigating." They start wrestling. Reese, that is fucking judo guy, on the family floor, just fucking launches Jesse, like feet over the head, knocks the wind out of him. Just, oh. He's like, "What the fuck?" And Reese like literally like gave it to him hard, like didn't take it easy, and freaking pins him, whatever. And Jesse's like, "Oh, what's wrong with you?" He goes, "I thought you said you were gonna cradle me." He goes, "I was fucking kidding, you idiot." He's like, he's like, "Oh, my bad, man."
it was easy to get me going back in the
Yeah.
day.
How about you remember wrestling Kennedy Blades?
I did wrestle Kennedy Blades. She's a
I talked
great
about that.
athlete. She's a great athlete. She's doing great things in the sport. That's what I got
Yeah.
to
I
say.
remember when,
That's
because
it.
I was
That's
talking
it.
about that with one of my little guys, because they were like, all the girls were wrestling. And like, dude, at the young age, like some of the girls are stronger than the guys. And she, dude, she beat so many D1 guys.
Yeah.
Reese was the meanest little kid, and I remember it was like, what was it, Celtic Elite or something?
Yep, little Celtic Elite.
And Reese had her, and I'm not even kidding, dude. He probably had like an unsportsmanlike, and she probably used all of her blood time. He was like, elf, like mean as can be.
I
And
was
I'm
so scared to wrestle her because everybody was coming up to me and they were like, "Dude, she's real. She won Tulsa." And like Tulsa's like, I mean, all wrestlers know like Tulsa for kids. That's a big one. So, I probably overreacted a little bit, but I was terrified of that match. I put it
Yeah.
all out there.
Mean, like he gave it to her like bad. Like, dude, he was like the dirt, like rubbing her face in. I was like, "Dude, that was fucked up." He's like, "Dude, I wasn't gonna let fuck you know how fucking mean everyone would have been to me if I lost to a girl." I was like, "That's a good point. That's a good point."
It's funny you say that though, because Kennedy was at Martinez with me like my last year, and I was leaving. She was starting, and like she wasn't like she was like all right, but she wasn't like good. And like I remember Jose Martinez was like, she's gonna be great, like blah 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 blah, like. And she fucking, I mean, she wrestled hard, but she just get up beat up by a bunch of fucking little fat kids,
Yeah.
the little Mexican armada we had over there. And
You're Mexican warriors at freaking Martinez.
yeah.
It
Is
still are, dude. I was at I made the return to
that
IK
still a
State.
club?
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
this it
And
just
they
revamped
still bleach
again.
their hair. And shout out Tony Madrigal. I literally saw Tony Madrigal Jr. this weekend. Dude, they were 10-year-olds that had no business being that good at wrestling. Like smart wrestling, like hustle riding, putting people down 2 times, running them out of bounds. I was like, "Dude, these kids are 10." Like it
Damn.
was like they weren't like just like I feel like when we were 10, it was like, "Oh, that kid's got a mean headlock. Like he's really like these kids were like
Just hey, no, it was like
yeah,
the hey, let me dive in on the nut sniffer and then go for an out a little outside carry dump.
yep.
shout out Reese, midget state champ. That's what I thought Reese was the coolest at South Park when he beat Pirandozzi. I was like, "Fucking dude."
That
I would
was
tell all my
a big
friends.
win.
I tell my baseball friends, like, "Dude, he's a state champ," and they're like, "He's fucking weird as shit." I'm like, "Dude, you don't get it."
I could never lock up the IK title though.
Neither could
Brody
I.
Cohen was
Pretty
close.
dude, he was. He wrestled a hammer in the finals. Absolute hammer. Like it was good. Took out our junior warrior on the other side of the bracket.
I saw the James, was it Jamie Cohen won ISA State?
Yes, as the he was ranked 7th too, and
What's up
just
with
killed Emma.
ISA State having two classes, man?
Well,
That's ridiculous.
that is ridiculous. We already got so much shade for it being easy when we went. Now that was
Caruso
one
Middle
class.
School state champions, one class.
One class state
We were the
champs.
real state
And we
champs.
ended up being like, that's a powerhouse squad. Our whole team went D1.
Yeah.
Literally
One of the
was.
best, one of the best homegrown middle school teams ever, I think.
Seriously. And we had, Matt, for reference, we had
You
like.
guys, low key though, you guys are like Chino Hills, but like Caruso.
Like
Homegrown.
Caden. Oh, you talking about Caden
Yeah,
M? That's
Caden.
us. Yeah, dude. And Cody didn't even wrestle with us. He went IK.
Yeah.
And we still won it.
It's a shame. It's a shame the way the Deerfield band broke up.
Yeah, that's another pod.
Wasn't pretty.
What about what did I say too? Fuck. Oh yeah, but the thing is too, they kind of butchered the IK. Like a lot of people, it's two classes, but more people than usual do ISA because ISA is
Is it
way
more
cooler.
popular?
Dude, they do a way better job now. They have a jump. So you know how like IK did the Jumbo Jump video always and like
Yeah.
their grand march was, dude, ISA is like they turn off the lights and they get the spotlights going for the grand march and they have a Jumbotron video and all that and
Oh, that's
like
awesome.
media, dude. IK, you know how many mats there were for the finals? Eight
Eight. Yeah, because they do
mats. IK didn't
girls,
even know where to
they do
watch. It was
novice,
horrible.
midget. See, before it used to just be the
Wow,
two matches on the
disgusting.
stage. And it was
Yeah,
lit, like, but now they do girls, midget, not like it's all
eight
fucking.
mats. The grand march, there were two rows. They couldn't fit everyone on the eight mats. The
That's
grand march took
ridiculous.
8 years to announce every kid. I literally had to get up and get food.
I'll never forget watching Dylan Duncan and Austin Gomez wrestle on the
Yes.
elevated stage, IK State, one of the
The
best IK State
mixer.
finals ever. Two
Ooh.
All-Americans. Out there scrapping at freaking what was like probably 90, 80 pounds.
Yeah, like probably 89 pounds, yeah.
That was when IK was the
In the
truth.
prime.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. Good stuff.
Speaking of drunk wrestling, I don't know why it's popping my head. Right after Dylan All-American, we went up to Wisconsin. Me, Dylan, and Josh went up to Wisconsin to go party. And we came back and we're gonna make pizza rolls. So Josh's like, all right, I'll put in the 50 pizza rolls in the air fryer. So we're like, all right, we're just sitting there waiting. And for some reason, like me and Dylan just start wrestling. And like at first it started into like play wrestling, and then Josh started doing like the timer and scores, and
Yep.
so it got like more and more intense. And like, dude, it got to a point where we were like 25 minutes in, both shirtless, like rug burn. Like I'm talking like Dylan shot on me. I fucking cross lifted him for four. Like we started doing mixed Greco and folk. There was a Christmas tree, dude, at the girl's apartment we were at. Dude, we threw him into the Christmas tree. We broke her Christmas tree. And the worst part is me and Dylan finally give up after like 30 minutes of just drenched hard wrestling. And we're like, oh, all right, Josh, are the pizza rolls ready? And he looks at us, starts laughing, goes, oh, bro, I ate them already.
Oh. That's
Oh,
terrible. That's
fucking
terrible.
Josh.
One time I was at a party and this super drunk guy was like, yo, I could take you. I could take you wrestle. I could take you. And then we were like, it turned into like we were outside. There was like freaking crowd circling around us and our shirts were off. And I was just like hip tossed him in the mud. There was like a guy didn't know how to wrestle. It was ridiculous. It was like wrestling a guy that doesn't know how to wrestle is like weirdly hard
It's
because they're
so
like so
hard.
spazzy. Like their body doesn't move right, but then you just trip them and they like flip on their head and it's great.
The hardest person to wrestle is a JV wrestler because they kind of know what they're doing, but they don't, and they're really
Yeah.
stiff.
Just nothing is natural.
Yeah.
You can't, none of your setups work on a guy like that.
No.
You just gotta fucking go. You just gotta go
There's
dab him on
way
the
too many
nuts.
nerves going on, too. Like, you have everything. If you give up a takedown in that, like, dude, I'm surprised you did that. I think I would have been more nervous to wrestle the guy that never wrestled with a crowd around me like that than any. I would rather wrestle freaking David Taylor than that guy. Dude, imagine
I was
losing.
loose in the moment, but Probably wouldn't do that now.
Can you imagine if that guy took you down? That would be, I mean, that guy would
Dude,
repost the ACC.
I
That
would have
guy would
just
be like
passed his
this.
leg. I would have just passed his leg in the mud and crotch
I
lifted him.
don't think anyone would have
Pulled him
known.
through.
I think everyone still would have thought you lost. They don't know the rules.
Three.
That's
That's
three.
no two. That's no danger.
You know, at his leg. You throw the brick at the function? Do you get a brick at the function?
Just
All right,
fucking throw
Reese.
beer.
You got any closing remarks? You got how many guys pick going? This guy's sending down.
I think we got six automatic qualifiers and two guys looking for bids right now.
Hell yeah.
So look out for Pitt. We beat NC State at the ACC tournament, which was great for us. Three
Fire
champions.
up. Back to back to back.
Yep. Shout out Max Stout. Dayton Pitzer got OW with a crazy tournament,
Who
beating
did he beat?
he beat Trumbull, who was fourth,
Let's go.
and
Big win.
I forget the Virginia Tech guy's name, but he was also really tough and he lost to him in the duel. So, we're on the ups. We're on the ups. And
You guys have been good for a while.
yep. Watch me at Philly for some scrambled eggs.
I will. I'll be there. I'll be there and I'm fired up. I'm gonna
I'm
be in my
excited to
reseller
see you.
shirt too.
I'm
Dude,
pumped.
hey, you better start looking for the next dance because the fans are gonna be looking for the dance.
Yeah,
So,
I'll bring a new one out. I'll bring a
all
new one
right.
out.
I'm ready. I'll be ready. All right.
Yo,
Thanks for
thanks for
coming on,
having me
Reese.
on, guys.
Of course. Let's get it. Have a
Quest
good
for
2 weeks
glory.
of training.
All
All
right, I'll
right.
catch you boys.
See
All
you
right, see ya.
guys. Good night. But all right. Good job, Matt. Successful Quest for Glory pod. Be on the lookout for our guys, Reese Heller and Lucas Bird. And also, shout out Luke Luffman. We got put this up for this. Luff knows what that is. And also, got my shirt. We're gonna get Luff on later in the week. So let's get it. Good episode. Peace.
Peace.